My first anniversary as a priest was a very interesting and emotional day. I was not at my assigned parish for the morning masses. I was celebrating masses in a parish about an hour away because the pastor there was sick. My pastor was not at the parish because he was gone on vacation. So the morning masses at my assigned parish were celebrated by a visiting priest who had the task of announcing at the end of each morning mass that I was being transferred to a new assignment. I returned to my parish to celebrate the mass on Sunday evening and celebrate my first anniversary as a priest. It was a very interesting and emotional day. Now, there was a retired priest who lived in Greensboro, and he came to the Mass that evening to concelebrate with me. And as we stood in the sacristy before Mass began, he asked how I was feeling about my upcoming transfer. And I said simply, I'm looking forward to the new opportunities at the new parish and working with the new pastor. And it breaks my heart to leave the people here. The retired priest smiled and said, Then, Father, you did it right. If it doesn't break your heart to leave them, then you never really gave your heart to them. You gave them your heart. And I think that's what St. Paul is trying to say to us, as he wrote long ago to the people of Thessalonica. With such affection for you, we were determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our very selves, so dearly beloved had you become to us. These beautiful and tender words from this very fiery apostle invite us to a deeper and more personal commitment to the message we have received and the message that we share. For as baptized proclaimers of God's love for you and for me and for the world, we have good news to share. We have good news of life and love and faith and hope. We have the message and the promise of Jesus Christ, who shares with us not only the gospel, but his very self, so dear we are to him. We have good news to share. But the good news is not simply an idea. The good news is not some information that we can use to win an argument. The good news is Jesus Christ himself, who loves us, who calls us, who feeds us, and who forms our hearts so that we can give our hearts away in his power and for his glory. And now we come to the open heart of the Savior, who invites us to his table. Here, Jesus will unite us to his heart and offer us as a gift for his Father. And in the power of the Spirit and nourished by Jesus' own body and blood, we will be sent out not only to share the good news, but our very lives. Amen.